弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以在安息圣日一起聚集在教会，一起来领受主的祝福。
And thanks to the guidance of God that all of us can gather here on the Holy Sabbath day to worship God and to receive His blessings.
我们感谢神赐给我们一个美好的天气。
And we thank God for giving us such wonderful weather.
现在想对奉主耶稣圣名跟大家一起来查考，用智慧行完全的道。
And so, in the name of Jesus Christ, we discuss about behaving wisely in a perfect way.
我们先翻开诗篇一百零一篇。
And so, if we open to Psalm 101,
诗篇一百零一篇
Psalm 101.
我们从第二节读。
Starting from verse 2.
诗篇一百零一篇第二节。
Psalm 101, verse 2.
这里圣经说。我要用智慧行完全的道，你几时到我这里来呢？我要存完全的心行在我家中。
Verse 2, I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
这篇诗是大卫的诗歌。
And so this psalm is a psalm of David.
那他第二节这一段话对我们来说非常的重要。
And so the second half of this verse is very important to us.
也就是说，他有一个立志。
That he has a determination.
他用智慧来行出神的话语。
That he will use wisdom to walk in the ways of God.
他对神有一个呼吁，你几时能够到我这里来呢？
And so he has a request and asking God, when will you come to me?
这个话本身其实是很期待神早日能够来到他那边。
And so this is a request for God to come quickly to him.
然后他说我要存完全的心行在我家中。
And then he continues, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart.
那这个完全的心其实意思就是纯正的心。
And so a perfect heart means an upright heart.
那他要先用这个纯正的心把这神的道理行在他的家里。
And so, with this upright heart, he would perform the words of God in his own house.
所以这让我们看到这个神的道最初一定要先行在家里，才有可能外显在其他地方。
And so, this tells us that the words of God must be first performed in our own house before it can be performed outward.
那也可以从教会的角度来看我们神的道理要先行在教会弟兄姐妹当中。之后才能够彰显在世人眼前。
And so, from the Bible perspective, from the church perspective, that we also must perform the words of God inside the church among the brothers and sisters first before we perform it to others outside.
所以今天早上我们就用诗篇一百零一篇这里面的这些信息一起来分享。
And so, this morning we would like to share about the message in Psalm 101.
我们要怎么样能够得到智慧的心行出完全的道？
And so how do we have a heart of wisdom in, to perform a perfect way?
先从我们的家开始。
And first it starts within our house.
也从我们的心开始。
And it also starts within our hearts.
慢慢的把它行在世人的眼前，成为美好的见证。
And so that it can be shown in the eyes of others so that we may be a witness to them.
这一首诗歌很有可能是大卫他当王的时候已经登基做王的时候所做的。
And so this psalm was most likely written by David as he was about to be a king.
那他做王的时候当他攻占了耶路撒冷城就是把这个耶布士人把他赶走以后。
And so when David was about to become the king of Jerusalem, when he cast out all the Jebusites,
他当时候就想到神的约柜。
And so he thought of the Ark of God.
因为他自己住在王宫里面。
And that he himself lived in a palace.
他当时候就有一个心志要把神的约柜迎到耶路撒冷城。
And so he had a desire in his heart to bring the Ark of God into the city of David.
因为在撒母耳当先知逝世的时候以色列百姓他们被非利士人打败。
Because when Samuel was the prophet of the Israelites at that time, the Israelites were defeated by the Philistines.
所以是撒母耳记上一开始第四章的时候就会看到约柜被掳。
And so in the beginning of 1 Samuel chapter 4, we see that the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the enemy.
一直到后来扫罗当王了。
And then up until when Saul became king.
但是神的约柜还是一直流落到俄贝以东的家里面，就是在一些人收留的地方里面去了。
And so up until the time of David, the Ark of the Covenant remained in the house of Obed-Edom.
也就是说，神的约柜是好像大家不敢把它接到他家里面去的一个东西，好像似乎是一个烫手山芋。
And so it was as if the Ark of the Covenant, no one was willing to receive it into their house like it was a hot potato.
因为神很威严。神很威严，就是约柜很是如果不小心可能就死人了。
Because the ark was very sacred, and so if you mishandled it, someone would die.
因为在约柜从腓力斯地归回以色列境内的时候，就发生了一些死人的事件了。
And as the ark was returned from the Philistines back to the people of Israel, there had been many people who had died.
当百姓没有用神的方式来对待约柜的时候，可能就被神击杀。
And so if the people did not handle the ark correctly, God would strike them down.
那所以最后约柜就流落在民间。
And so the ark was then lost among the people.
一直到大卫当王了以后，
up until David became king,
就想到要建一个圣殿来迎接神的约柜了。
And he desired to build a temple that would receive the ark of God.
所以他当王之后他马上就想到要为神建圣殿。
And so once David became king, he desired to build a temple for God.
他首先要把神的约柜迎到耶路撒冷城去。
And so first he wanted to receive the covenant of God into the city of Jerusalem.
那这一段历史在我们读完的诗篇106篇之后，接下去的撒母耳记上就会提到。
And then, so after we finish reading up to Psalm 106 in our Bible reading schedule, we will read 1 Samuel.
那在撒母耳记上里面，我们就看到这整个约柜的历史。
And so, in 1 Samuel, we will read the history of the ark.
那我们也会看到在一个什么样的境况底下大卫他要把神的约柜迎进耶路撒冷城。
And so we see what kind of circumstances in which David is about to receive the Ark of Covenant into the city of Jerusalem.
那在101篇他这里特别用一个例子，他要用智慧行完全的道。
And so in Psalm 101, he makes a determination that he will behave wisely in a perfect way.
是因为大卫他明白他现在所敬拜的神是完全的神。
Because he understood that the God he worshipped was a perfect God.
那神所说的话也是完全的。
And the words spoken by God were also perfect.
我们在读最近的诗篇里面都一直在强调我们所敬拜这位神他是至大的，他是天地的主。
And so as we read through the book of Psalms and our Bible reading schedule, we see that many praises of God of how mighty and almighty he is and that he is Lord of heaven and earth.
那我们的主是做王的，掌权的。
And so our God that we worship is the one who is in control.
天地都是属他的。
And heaven and earth belong to him.
但同时他也是圣洁的。
And at the same time he is a holy God.
所以在第99篇里面。
And so in Psalm 99.
他三次提到说神本为圣。
And so the three times it is mentioned that he is holy.
也就是说神他是圣洁的神。
And which is to say that God is a holy God.
他的名是值得我们的敬畏的。
And that his name is worthy of us to praise.
那他是公义的神。
And he is also a just God.
所以他所做的都不会有偏差。
And so there is no straying from what he does.
这位神是充满能力。
And this God is almighty God.
所以当他显现的时候众山都要颤抖。
And so when he appears, even the mountains shall shake.
所以百姓也应该在他面前敬畏。
And so the people should therefore fear him.
所以这位神当我们敬拜他的时候，我们需要欢呼歌颂。
And so when we worship this God, we must worship him with singing and praising.
所以100篇里面说 普天下当向神欢呼，你们当乐意来侍奉神，当来向他歌唱。
And Psalm 100 says, Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
第三节说，你们当晓得主是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Verse 3 says, Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
这是在说明我们今天所敬拜的神跟我们的关系。
And so all of this declares our relationship with God.
他是我们的神。
That he is our God.
他造了我们。
And he has made us.
我们属他的民。
We are his people.
那我们应当要向他欢呼歌唱。
And so we need to make a joyful sound, shout to him.
我们更应当要乐意来侍奉他。
And we must all the more serve the Lord with gladness.
所以大卫他很清楚认识所敬拜的这位神是谁。
And so David was very clear on who this God that he worshipped was.
那其实圣经在生命记里面特别这样子神也这样宣告。
And so in Deuteronomy, God also declares.
我们如果看生命记第三十二章。
If we look at Deuteronomy chapter 32.
我们所拜的这位神。
The God that we worship.
在生命记三十二章第三节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 3.
这是摩西的诗歌。
And this is a psalm of Moses.
神要他写下来的。
And this is a psalm that God desired him to write down.
第三节，我要宣告神的名，你们要将大德归给我们的神。
Verse 3, for I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God.
第四节，他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平。是诚实无畏的神，又公义又正直。
Verse 4, He is the rock, His work is perfect. For all His ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is He.
第五节说，这乖僻弯曲的世代向他行事邪僻，有这弊病就不是他的儿女。
Verse 5, They have corrupted themselves, they are not His children because of their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation.
你看这里特别提到神的作为完全。
And so here it especially mentions that the work of God is perfect.
他是诚实无畏的。
That he, all his ways are justice.
他是诚实，他是。
Oh, he is the God of truth and without injustice.
也就是说他所做的都是正直的。
And so, which is to say that everything he does is upright.
这也是诗篇我们所读的，他特别提到神的宝座，他的根基就是公平跟公正。
And so that's what we read in Psalms that his throne is justice and righteousness.
所以神他是审判的主，他的所做的所判断的完全然正直。
And so God is also the judge that his judgment is true and without injustice.
神不会偏待人的。
And he shows no favoritism.
所以神他看每一件事情都非常清楚。
And so everything that God sees, he sees very clearly.
他不会被人的外貌所欺骗。
He will not be deceived by outer appearance.
我们人可能会用外表去装饰自己，掩蔽内心的想法。
And so a man can adorn their outer self so that they can hide their inner thoughts.
但是神他看到我们的内心。
But God sees the heart of man.
所以没有人能够在神面前掩藏什么事。
And so no one can hide anything before God.
神看到每一个人的真实动机。
And so God sees everyone's motivation and heart.
那所以神的判断不会有错误。
And so there will be no error with God's judgment.
那这特别提到今天我们是属他的儿女。
And so it also mentions that we are his children.
我们一定要能够追求像神这样子的完全。
And so we therefore must pursue after the perfection of God.
也就是说，在这里第五节特别提到，如果我们在这个弯曲的世代里面，也跟这个世界一样行事诡诈，就不是他的儿女了。
And so in verse 5 it says that if we are like this perverse and crooked generation, then we are not his children.
神他呼召我们从这个世界分别出来。
And God called us from this world to be separated.
其实就是要我们能够跟他的性情有份。
And it is so that we may have part in his holiness.
在这个黑暗的世代里面像一盏灯一样能够成为他的见证人。
And in this generation of darkness that we may shine a light as his witness.
所以我们一定要先了解我们今天有一个目标。
And so we must understand that we have a goal.
我们要追求神所告诉我们的这些特质。
And so we need to take these, the things that God has given to us, the essence of them.
我们的神是完全的神。
That our God is a perfect God.
那他是圣洁的神。
And he is a holy God.
他是公义的神。
And he is a just God.
他是有能力的神。
And he is an almighty God.
他也是听人祷告的神。
And he is a God who hears our prayers.
所以诗篇101篇我们会来看。
And so in Psalm 101,
第一节他说我要歌唱慈爱和公平，主啊，我要向你歌颂。
And verse 1, it says, I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord, I will sing praises.
这个是基于对神的认识所做的动作。
And so this is an action that comes from knowing God.
我们今天来到神面前是来歌颂赞美他。
That today when we come into the presence of God, it is to come with singing and praising.
所以我们在读诗篇，其实诗篇是可以用唱的。
And so when we study Psalms, it is actually, we can sing the Psalms.
那这个说明我们在神面前，其实，应当是来歌唱赞美他。
And so that it tells us that in the presence of God, we are to sing and praise Him.
我们，抱着一个欢喜快乐的心来到他面前。
That we, come with a joyful and thankful heart.
张开我们的口，用我们的歌声来，赞美他的伟大。
And so we open up our mouths and, praise Him with our voice.
所以一百篇的第四节说，要当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
And so in Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name.
所以我们今天来到教会，一定要用心，用我们的口大声赞美他。
And so when we enter into the church of God, we must use our mouths, our voices to praise him.
我们今天如果有机会跟大家一起唱诗，我们一定要张开口大声赞美。
And so if we have the opportunity to sing hymns with everyone, we need to open up our mouths and sing with a loud voice.
那更期待我们弟兄姐妹都能够踊跃的加入诗班里面的行列来赞美神。
And we also encourage all the brothers and sisters to join the choir to praise God.
因为这就是我们在敬拜神的内涵之一。
And this is one aspect of our worship to God.
我们今天要行出完全的道理。
And so for us to perform the ways of God perfectly,
一定要用我们的心愿意赞美他开始。
It begins with our hearts desiring to praise Him.
如果我们在会众当中，我们唱诗都不愿意张口来赞美他。
If we are not willing to open up our mouths to sing praises to Him in the congregation,
那我们在家里又怎么可能会用我们的口来赞美他呢？
Then how can we do this at home, to use our mouths and praise him at home?
如果我们在大家一起唱诗的时候，我们都不会张口的时候，
If we do not open up our mouths when we are with everyone singing hymns,
在家里我们可能就很难唱诗了。
Then at home it would be very difficult for us to sing
hymns. 所以不知道弟兄姐妹，我们在家里的时候，我们是否曾经拿起诗歌本来唱诗？
I don't know if anyone, if each of us at home, we have taken up the hymn books to open up the hymn books to sing.
是否曾经把诗歌本打开，看一看诗歌里面的内容？
Have we opened up the hymn book and looked at the words, the content of the hymn?
去想想我们所唱的诗歌到底是什么含义？
And to think and ponder upon what is the meaning of the hymns that we sing.
其实今天如果我们明白诗歌的内容，再配合诗歌的旋律去唱诗，我们才能够真的融入在诗歌里面，用心来赞美他。
And so if we really ponder upon and focus on the lyrics and the content of the hymns, and then we sing it with the melodies, then we truly are praising Him.
那通常我们在家里读圣经嘛。
And so we all read Bible at home.
不知道我们是否曾经也在家里看一看我们的诗歌。
I don't know if all of us have read through the hymn book at home.
诗歌要唱得好，一定要我们要了解诗歌的内容，歌词。
In order to sing the hymns well, we need to know the meaning of the hymn as well as the lyrics.
那如果我们平常都有在看我们诗歌的内容，
And so if on a regular basis we are pondering upon the lyrics of the hymns,
那我们在唱诗的时候就很容易进入诗歌里面的情境。
Then when we sing hymns together, we can easily enter into the heart of the hymn.
那我们在唱诗的时候一定能够更能体会这个用心赞美神是什么意思。
Then as we sing hymns, we can even more experience the meaning and purpose of the hymns.
所以我们今天如果有机会，我们一定要踊跃的加入诗班里面的行列。
And so today, if we have the opportunity, we need to take the opportunity to join a choir.
因为当我们一起唱诗的时候
，because as we sing hymns together,
我们心呢最后能够合一。
Then our hearts can be in one accord.
我们一定能够共同的追求这个信仰，让我们达到完全合一的地步。
And that collectively we may pursue after a perfect faith together.
因为当我们道理一致以后，我们的歌声就完美。
And because when we are one in word, then our praises are beautiful.
也就是说，我们的信心是一致的。
And so that is to say that we are of one heart.
所以我们称谢进入他的门赞美进入他的院。
And so it says that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
那这是我们共同要追求的。
And this is a goal that we collectively must pursue after.
所以来到教会，我们听道理，我们同时用我们的歌声来赞美他。
And so when we come to church, we not only listen to the sermon, but we use our voices to praise him.
虽然我们歌声可能不美。
And even though our voices may not be beautiful,
但是当我们存一个这样子愿意赞美他的心的时候，我们的歌声就不一样。
But when we have the heart to praise him, then our voices will be different.
那我们常常感谢，用歌声来感谢他。
And we often use our voices to give thanksgiving to him.
所以这个是因为基于我们对神的认识。
Because this is a part of our understanding and knowing God.
他值得我们所有的敬畏跟赞美。
That he is worthy of our praises.
我们请看第九十六篇的第八节。
And so if we look at Psalm 96, verse 8.
第四节，我们先读第四节。
First, let's read Psalm 96, verse 4.
九十六篇第四节说，因为神为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。
Verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
第七节,
Verse 7,
民众的万族啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给神，都归给神。
Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord God, glory and strength.
第八节,
8,
要将神的名所当得的荣耀归给他，拿供物来进入他的院。
Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
这里都在强调要把神所应该得到的赞美跟荣耀归给他。
And so here it emphasizes that we must give him the praises and the glory that he deserves.
所有能力都是从神来的,
that
all
power is from God, and we must give it to God.
第八节第二句特别说要拿供物来进入他的院宇。
And the second half of verse 8 says, bring an offering and come into his courts.
这个供物不是只是物质上的礼物、钱财而已。
And this offering is not merely a physical offering of money.
其实更重要就是今天我们嘴巴颂赞的祭。
And so the most important thing is the offering of praise from our mouth.
就是从我们内心的赞美。
And it is the praise from our hearts.
这是我们来到神面前所应该呈现的。
And these are things that we must have when we come before God.
所以希伯来书第十三章第八节这样说。
And so in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 it tells us.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
是三章的第十，对不起，十六十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15。
十五节说，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Verse 15, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name.
就是今天我们拿供物来进入他的院宇的一个具体做法。
And this is the way we, one way which we give, we come into his courts with offerings.
所以我们来到神的面前先来赞美他。
And so when we come into the presence of God, we praise him.
然后来领受他的道理。
And then we receive his teachings.
神的话语是完全的。
And the words of God are perfect.
所以刚才我们所唱诗25首。
And so the hymn that we sang, hymn number 25.
这首诗歌中文英文都直接从诗篇19篇里面取出来的。
And so both English and Chinese take these words are from Psalm chapter Psalm 19.
诗篇第19篇。
Psalm 19.
第七节以后。
Starting from verse 7.
第七节到第十节就是他整个歌诗歌的内容。
And so Psalm 19, the contents of this hymn, hymn number 25, comes from Psalm 19, verses 7 through 10.
他在强调说神的话语是神的律法是全备的
that the,
完全的。
The law of the Lord is perfect.
他能够苏醒人的心。
It can convert the soul.
那 他说神的法度是确定的，能够使愚人有智慧。
That the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
神的信实是正直的，能快活人的心。
That the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
神的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
神的道理是洁净的，存到永远。
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
神的典章真实，全然公义。
The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
这些神的话语的特质，他说值得我们羡慕，甚至比喜爱精进更甚。
And so these are the characteristics of the law of God, that they are perfect and more to be desired are they than gold.
第十一节说，你的仆人因此受警戒，守了这些便有大赏。
Verse 11, moreover by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward.
神的话语是完全的。
That the word of God is perfect.
今天我们如果认识我们这位完全的神。
And if we were to know this perfect God.
我们用我们的心来赞美他的荣耀，他的能力，他的伟大。
And so if we with our hearts praise his power, his almightiness and his greatness.
我们进入他的院里，先来赞美他之后。
And so once we enter into his courts after we praise him.
我们一定要看到神的话语，他进一步的要来用他的真理来洁净我们。
Then we need to take a step closer and use his truth to cleanse our hearts.
神的话真的是完全的。
And indeed the words of God are perfect.
他说能苏醒我们的心。
It can convert the soul.
让我们的心重新得到喜乐。
And so that a heart may have find joy.
让我们沉睡的心灵重新的苏醒过来。
And so that complacent heart can be converted.
有时候我们在这个社会上打滚生活久了以后。
And so sometimes when we have become, we have dwelled in this world for a very long time.
有时候我们对社会上一些现象，甚至我们周遭生活环境里面所遇到的事情，会觉得很悲观。
And so we feel very pessimistic towards the things that we see around us.
有时候甚至看不到什么希望。
And we feel that there's no hope.
可是当我们来到神的家，
But when we come into the house of the Lord,
看到神的话语，
And we see the words of God,
那神的话它是会滋润我们的心。
And so the words of God, it says, can convert the soul.
让我们重新得到一种盼望。
And so that we can once again find hope.
就是在神的话语里面我们看到永生。
And so that in the words of God, we can find salvation.
我们每一天肉体渐渐朽坏。
That daily our bodies deteriorate.
但是在神的话语里面我们看到希望。
But in the words of God, we find hope.
因为他应许我们的永远不会改变。
Because what he has promised us will never change.
所以我们在读神的话里面就同时得到警戒。
And so as we study the words of God, we also find warning.
其实同时我们也得到智慧。
And at the same time, we find wisdom.
所以我们今天要查考这个完全的道理。
And so as we study the perfect law.
你看诗篇九十篇大卫这样说。那个摩西这样说。
In Psalm 90, Moses writes.
我们现在看诗篇九十篇。
If we look at Psalm 90,
我们今天常常到神面前来，其实会让我们更了解我们生命的意义在哪里。
If we constantly come before the presence of God, it will help us to find the purpose of our lives.
我们请看第十二节。
If we look at Psalm 90, verse 12.
诗篇九十篇的十二节。
Psalm 90, verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们要祈求神来帮助我们得到智慧的。
And so we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
因为一个智慧的心呢，就是知道我们的日子其实在世上不多。
And so a heart of wisdom lets us know that we have very few days in this world.
那我们的时间有限。
That we are very limited in our time.
那我们还活着的时候。
And as we live.
我们一定要能够活出神让我们在这个世上活着的意义。
We need to understand what is the purpose that God has put in our lives.
我们今天的生命不是跟动物不一样。
Our lives are very different from the lives of animals.
我们家里养的宠物狗跟猫啊。
And the pets that we own in our house, dogs and cats.
你就给他吃东西。
All you have to do is feed them.
然后时间到了，带他出去走路。
And at the appointed time, you take him out for a walk.
有时间跟他玩一玩。
And if you have time, you play with
him. 他就很高兴。
And he's very happy.
然后没事他就睡觉。
And then if there's nothing to do, they take a nap.
他说我不要吵你，不要给你制造麻烦，你就感谢得不得了了。
If they cause no trouble for you, you're very grateful for that.
那当你伤心的时候，他跟你玩一玩，跟你摇尾巴你就很高兴。
And when you are in times of sorrow, they will play with you and wag their tail.
他的生命基本上只有这样就够了。
And for them, that's adequate for their lives.
但是我们的生命跟动物不一样。
But our lives are very different from animals.
我们今天被神创造之后。
And after we have been created by God.
我们被赋予使命。
That we have been given the commands of God.
所以我们的生命不是只是在这个世上吃吃喝喝。
And so our lives in this world are not just eating and drinking.
不是能够我享受我的这个日子就好。
And it's not enough to just enjoy life.
神要我们能够成为他的见证。
But rather, God desires that we be a testimony for Him.
借着我们这个短暂的生命
in this short life,
能够让人看到神的作为在我们身上，神是伟大的。
That we can show others the work of God upon us to show how God, how great God is.
虽然我们是一个卑微的器皿，甚至是破碎、软弱的器皿。
And even though we are a lowly vessel, one that is broken and weak,
但是因着主耶稣基督的能力。
But because of the power of Lord Jesus Christ,
我们却能够参与神的工作。
We can enter into the work of God.
能够尽神所托我们的使命。
And to fulfill the commission that God has given to us.
那么这个生命就很有价值，很有意义。
And then our lives will be of nobility and value.
那所以我们要懂得数算日子，当我们要怎么样来过这个日子。
And so we need to learn to number our days and to understand how to live these lives.
当我们数算的时候。
And so when we number our days,
我们不是说我日子越来越少了。
We don't just count, oh, I'm running out of time.
反正有一天要死。
Because eventually we will all die.
我做什么都一样。
Whatever I do, it will all be the same.
我们数算的时候不是用一个很悲观的态度去看它。
And so when we number our days, we do not do this with a pessimistic attitude.
而是知道说我们既然日子不多。
But we do this knowing that even though our days are numbered,
不管我们在什么样的阶段里面,
and no matter what circumstances we may be in,
我们要把神所托付我们都把它完成,
we need to fulfill the commission that God has given to us.
祈求神能够在我们的身上彰显出他的荣耀,
that in our lives we may magnify his glory and his name.
那我们被神所用, 为神活着。
We may be used by God and to live for God.
不管在生活哪一个阶段里面,
and so regardless of what stage in life we are at,
都可以能够去做神的工。
We can all do the work of God.
就像我们在退休的年纪一样。
Even if we are in the same with retirement age,
我们可能在世上已经工作很久。
Maybe in this world we have worked for a very long time.
从这个职场上退休了。
And since once we retire from this from our careers,
体力上我们可能不能做什么。
And maybe from our physical standpoint, we have very little offer.
但是我们在数算日子的时候，
but as we number our days,
我们知道我们可以为神做事。
We know we can do work for God.
至少我们可以祷告。
At the very least, we know we can pray.
所以有位姐妹她一个年长的姐妹。
And so there's an elderly sister.
她说她不能够真的在教会里面做什么侍奉呢。
And she says that she cannot do much holy work.
她所能做的就是她每天早上起来在家里的时候。
And what she says she can do is she can wake up in the mornings.
她花好多小时在祷告。
She spends many hours in prayer.
她就一个一个的提名为她的家人祷告。
And one by one, by name, she will pray for each of the members of her family.
为教会的工人祷告。
And she will pray for the workers of the church.
然后之后为教会她所认识的每一个弟兄姐妹一个一个提名祷告。
And then she will pray by name every single member of the church that she can.
然后之后她读圣经，读这个读经进度的圣经。
And then she will read her according to her Bible reading schedule.
读完之后。
And after she's done,
她在为教会的圣工祷告。
And then she will continue to pray for the holy work of the church.
所以她的生活过得非常的充实。
And so she is lives a very abundant life.
她总是想到教会里面弟兄姐妹。
And she's always thinking about the brothers and sisters in church.
想到教会的工人。
And she's thinking about the holy workers in church.
想到她的家人。
And she thinks about her family.
要怎么样才能够持守住这个救恩。
And that how they can hold on to the salvation.
她就是用祷告来过她的日子。
And so she lives her life in prayer.
就是因为她祷告。
And because she prays.
所以她的子女被保守。
All of her our children and grandchildren have been preserved.
她的教会能够兴旺。
And so there is a hope in the church.
教会可以兴旺起来。
And there's a revival in the church.
所以我们看到就算一个老人家。
And so even though it's an elderly person,
她数算日子的时候,
as she numbers her days,
她都知道说她应该做什么。
She knows what she ought to do.
所以她得到智慧的心。
And so she has a heart of wisdom.
她所做的其实是非常有价值。
And so what she does is of great value.
在整个教会圣工上非常重要。
And so it is a very important part of the holy work of church.
所以我们今天要祈求神帮助我们啊，能够啊这样子得到智慧的心。
And so we need to ask God to use this way to gain a heart of wisdom.
所以啊，今天我们说要用智慧行完全的道。
And so today when we talk about behave wisely to perform the work of God,
我们 要了解这个智慧是从神来的，要祷告求神。
We need to understand that this wisdom comes from God and that we need to ask God for this wisdom.
这不是我们用自己的思想去解释它。
And this is not through our own way of understanding.
神的道理其实是需要靠神的灵才能够真的行得完全的。
And so, to perform the word of God, the law of God, it requires the spirit of God.
你看神的道是完全的。
And so we see that the law of God is perfect.
那我们如果没有神的灵，我们怎么可能行得完全呢？
And so if we do not have the spirit of God, how can we perfectly perform the law of God?
因为我们人带着血肉之体。
Because as us as humans, we have a flesh.
那我们人，我们对很多事情的理解其实也都有限。
And our understanding of things are still very limited.
但是神的灵，神的能力无限。
But the ability and the understanding of God is without boundaries, without limit.
所以我们今天要祈求神赐给我们智慧。
And so today we need to ask God for wisdom.
那这个智慧从哪里开始？
And where does this wisdom come from?
圣经说，敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
And the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以今天如果我们真的凡事懂得敬畏神
，and if we today truly know in all things to depend on Him and fear God，
我们就能得到智慧
，then we have found wisdom，
我们就是聪明
，then we are wise。
那接下去我们照着圣经的话语去做
，and then we perform according to the words of the Bible。
我们能够行出圣经里面的道理
，and we can apply the words of the Bible in our lives。
那这个神的道理啊。其实涵盖我们生活的每一个层面的。
And so the words of God is encompassed in every aspect of our lives.
那所以今天我们在看圣经的时候
，And today when we study the Bible,
存着敬畏的心读它
，And we study the word of God with a fearful heart.
知道这是神的话
，And we know that this is the word of God.
今天我们敬畏神的人呢，其实很多事情就觉得很自然。
And so, as people who fear God, then many things will be natural to us.
我们知道这天地是神造的。
We know that the heavens and the earth were created by God.
我们人是他造的。
We know that man was also created by God.
有他的形象。
And it were created in His likeness.
神希望我们能够分享他的荣耀。
And God desires that we share in His glory.
所以我们的生命里面一定要去活出神他的圣洁他的完全，他的诚实。
And so in our lives, we need to perform the perfection of God, the holiness of God, and the truthfulness of God.
所以今天敬畏神的这个态度让我们得到智慧。
And so this attitude of fearing God will give us wisdom.
那我们对我们接下去能够被这个神的道理来修正。
And so afterwards, the word of God can correct us.
我们如果看一下第九十四篇，诗篇九十四篇。
If we look at Psalm 94.
诗篇九十四篇
，Psalm 94，
第十二节
，Verse 12。
九十四篇十二节，主啊，你所管教用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law。
十三节说，你使他在遭乱的日子得享平安，唯有恶人陷在所挖的坑中。
13, that you may give him rest from days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked。
好，你看这里特别说神所管教用律法所教训人是有福的。
And here it says, "Blessed is the man whom you is instructed by God and teach him out of His law."
今天神的道理其实是要来管教我们。
And so the words of God is to instruct us.
让我们在读经当中得到教训。
And through studying the Bible, that we learn instruction.
那这样子我们就真的能够慢慢趋于完全。
And then gradually, then we can pursue after perfection.
你看神的话，我们越读它会越觉得越有智慧。
And we see that as we study the word of God more, we will have more wisdom.
所以刚才十九篇说，这神的话语要比蜂房下滴的蜜更甘甜。
And so as we read in Psalm 19, that the words of God are sweeter than honey.
慢慢的我们去咀嚼 去思想神的话的时候。
And as we gradually ponder upon the word of God.
神的话真的是 真实的。
That the words of God are true.
我们有时候可能不知道。
We may not know it.
但是我们去做了以后，我们就明白。
But after we do it, then we will understand.
哦，神的话就是要把它行出来，我们才会体会到。
And so, the words of God, we need to perform them in order to understand.
那在这个行出来这个过程当中，我们就慢慢完全了。
And as we perform them, that we will gradually be perfected.
我们看诗篇119篇。
And if we look at Psalm 119,
第一节
verse 1,
诗篇119篇第一节
Psalm 119 verse 1,
行为完全遵行神律法的，这人变为有福。
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
第二节，遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。
Verse 2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart.
那这两节啊，都在讲有福。
And here it talks about, in these two verses, blessings.
就是如果能够遵照神的律法，行为完全的，正是有福的。
And so those who are, who can do according to the law of God, who walk in the law of God are blessed.
所以完全其实在遵行神的话语当中达到的。
And so perfection is achieved through doing the word of God.
今天神的道理啊，他能够修正我们的心。
And so the word of God can instruct our hearts.
也就是说我们有时候心会趋向这个世界。
And so, which is to say that sometimes our hearts can be led astray by the world.
我们会跟随这个潮流。
And that we may follow the current of the world.
那甚至我们有时候会对罪会觉得无所谓。
Then we become very flippant and casual about sin.
但是其实如果我们读神的话，我们就会被修正。
But if we study the word of God, we will be corrected.
我们就会对这个罪恶敏感。
We will become sensitive to sin.
因为要行出完全的道。
And in order to walk in the ways of the Lord,
我们一定要远离罪恶。
We need to depart from sin.
如果我们今天认识我们所拜的神是他是圣洁的神。
And if today we understand that the God we worship is a holy God,
我们读了他的话语。
And we study his words,
我们会知道神是恨恶罪恶的。
We know that God is one who hates sin.
那属神的一定要离开罪恶。
And so the people of God must depart from sin.
今天在我们生活当中有太多罪恶的事情。
And in our lives, we have too many things filled with sin.
我们要时常的警觉。
We must always be vigilant.
有时候一些观念社会上的一些言论会影响我们的思想。
And certain concepts and philosophies of the world may affect our thinking.
我们看九十七篇。
If we look at Psalm 97.
诗篇九十七篇。
Psalm 97.
第十节。
Verse 10.
九十七篇第十节。
Psalm 97 verse 10.
你们爱神的应当都当恨恶罪恶，他保护圣民的性命，搭救他们脱离恶人的手。
Verse 10, you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of the saints, and he delivers them out of the hand of the wicked.
所以这里特别提到这个爱神的都应当恨恶罪恶。
And so here it says that those who love the Lord should hate evil.
今天我们要行完全的道理，要从远离罪恶开始。
And so if today we desire to perform the works, perfect work of God, then we need to depart from sin.
我们要追求神的公义。
That we need to pursue after the justice of God.
所以对那个罪恶的事情要厌恶远离。
And so we must hate the evil things and depart from them.
所以敬畏神的就远离恶事。
And so those who fear the Lord will depart from evil.
那也是我们在101篇的时候看到大卫他的做法。
And so this is the way David did in Psalm 101.
他说第三节，他说邪僻的事我不会摆在眼前的。
And verse 3, Psalm 101 verse 3, I will set nothing wicked before my eyes.
悖逆人所做的事我恨恶。
I hate the work of those who fall away.
不容站在我的身上。
It shall not cling to me.
弯曲的心思我远离。
Perverse heart shall depart from me.
恶人我不认识。
I will not know wickedness.
就是看到他现在在他的生活里面很注意他跟谁交往。
And so we see in his life he's very careful of who he interacts with.
他眼睛看什么？
What does his eye see?
那他在做什么事情？
What is he doing?
他走什么路？
Where does he go?
到哪些场所？
And what kind of circumstances does he enter into?
其实这个就是在行完全的道理。
And so this is to behave in a perfect way.
今天我们要时常留意我们到底在看什么东西。
And so today we need to be very careful of what we are looking at.
我们上了什么网站？
What websites do we go to?
我们看了什么电影？
What movies have we watched?
看了什么样的电视剧？
What kind of TV series do we watch?
我们看了什么样的广告？
What kind of commercials do we watch?
我们到底在看什么样的书籍？
What kind of websites?
书本
Oh, what kind of books are we reading?
现在很少人在看书了
Very few people read books now
还是有了
But there are few
但是我们看什么书
But what kind of books are we reading?
这些书会让我们的心越来越干净吗
Do these books cleanse our hearts?
还是我们让我们的心思意念越来越开放
Or does it make our heart and our mind much more liberal?
对罪恶越来越不会觉得敏感
That it desensitizes us to sin and evil
所以这里特别提到这个我们对自己的要求。
And so here it talks about the expectation that we have towards ourselves.
那他说弯曲的心思我会远离。
And it says a perverse heart shall depart from me.
会注意我们到底在想什么。
And it will be very aware of what we are thinking.
这都是我们在日常生活当中我们都可以去做的。
And these are things that we can do in our daily lives.
那这个就是说要行在我的家里从我的日常生活开始。
And all of this starts in our daily lives starting from our house.
今天我们要行完全的道理。
And for us today, to walk perfectly.
也就是说我们在日常生活当中每一个部分我们都要谨慎。
And which is to say that in our daily lives, we need to be very vigilant on every aspect of our lives.
然后要从我们的心开始保守。
And starting from our preservation of our hearts.
所以我们认识我们所拜的神。
And so we know and understand the God we worship.
我们有一个目标。
And we have a goal, a purpose.
我们也知道怎么去做。
And we know how to do it.
圣经告诉我们如何做。
And the Bible tells us how we should do it.
我们要照着去做。
And we must do accordingly.
因为照着去做就得福。
And so if we do according to the Bible, then we will be blessed.
要从自己的家里开始做起。
And we must start from our own homes.
其实家是最难的。
And it's actually the home is the most difficult place.
今天我们很多时候来到教会表现比较容易。
It's actually easier today for us to perform well in church.
在陌生人当中，甚至在教会里面，你要行出道理是比较容易。
It's actually easier to do things according to God in church.
因为来到教会只是几个小时而已啊。
Because we only come to church for a few hours.
再怎么样忍耐也忍耐一下就过去了。
Even if we have to endure, we just endure for a few hours.
但是回到家就不一样了。
But what it is different when we return home.
我们每餐吃饭的时候，我们在讲什么话？
Every meal that we eat, what are we discussing about?
我们其实在家里才呈现出我们真实的自我。
And actually at home is where we reveal our true selves.
我们对罪恶是什么样的看法？
And what is our perspective on sin?
我们对我们自己是怎么要求？
What is the expectation that we have for ourselves?
家里人看得最清楚。
Our family members see us the most clearly.
这是为什么有时候要把福音传给自己的家人最困难。
And that is why it is the most difficult to preach the gospel to our own family
members. 但是反过来。
But on the other side.
如果我们真的把道理行出在家里。
But if we truly perform the words of God in our home,
家里人也很可能是最容易被感化的。
Then the people in our houses can be easily, the most easily converted.
我们有一个弟兄，他真的就是行出在家里行出完全的道理。
And there's a brother who truly performed the ways of God perfectly at home.
自从他认识这个福音之后
，And so after he understood the gospel,
他真的就是每天读圣经
，And every day he studied the Bible,
祷告
，and prayed,
然后。他就做笔记
，and he took notes。
他就去想说，今天听到的时候，他听到什么
？And so he meditated upon what he heard during the sermon today。
他不是只是把那个笔记记起来而已呢
？And he did not merely just record his notes。
比如说我们在聚会的时候，不是读了很多圣经节嘛
？And so for example, during sermons we go through many Bible verses。
我们如果有记录的了如果有做笔记的
and if anyone is taking notes
我们大部分人是没有在做笔记讲就忘记了
The majority of us are not taking notes so after we hear it we forget
但是这位老弟兄他真的是做笔记
but this elderly brother he truly took notes
他回去之后
and after he went home
他把每一节经节他重新再读一次
He will read through every single Bible verse that was referenced
他自己静静的读
and he will do this quietly
然后就思想说这到底在讲什么
and he will think about what it is talking about
讲道人是怎么解释的
and how did the sermonizer explain it
他就这样子然后把他自己的心得把他记下去
and then he also recorded his own reflections
所以他那个听到笔记里面有很他自己的心得
and so in his Bible it records down his own reflections
就像差不多一年之后、啊、
and after about a year
他的太太改变了看到他的改变
His wife saw the change in him
虽然这位弟兄 他都没有跟他太太传福音。
And even though this brother did not preach the gospel to his wife,
但是他的个性改变。
But his personality changed.
本来很容易很高傲的心呢、
啊。He had a very
温和的。
A very prideful heart that was not very gentle.
他就不会再呈现那种嘴巴讲话咄咄逼人让人很受不了那种架势。
He no longer speaks words that are high, that pressure and give stress to others.
他现在讲出话都是赞美的话语。
And all the words that he speaks now are words of praise.
那他后来才会发现说、哦、他以前的样子实在是很丑陋。
And then now he realized that before he how ugly he had been.
因为他以前很高傲。
Because he had been very prideful before, and he did not know.
他觉得本来就是应该这样。
And he said he thought this is the way it should be.
这个不好的话，就是要批评，要改变。
And so if he sees anything not good, he had to criticize and try to change.
所以他家里面就没有笑声。
And so there was no sound of laughter or joy in the house.
等到他真的来听了道理之后，把他行在家里之后呢？
And after he came to church and received the truth, and then in his home,
他的太太看到他的改变,
his wife saw his change.
他就默默在想说，他去了这个教会，他听了这个道理，到底是有什么，为什么这么有力量？
And so she pondered upon why is that when he started going to the church that he changed, and so how powerful is this church?
有一天他自动提出来跟他说我今天跟你去教会好不好?
And then one day she initiated and proactively asked, can I go with you to church?
她就跟着来了。
And so she came too.
她来了她听了。
And after coming, she heard.
她明白说为什么她的先生能够这样改变。
And then she understood how her husband was able to change.
她来了之后。
And after she came.
这个做太太来了听到道理。
And the wife came and listened to the sermon.
她第一次来安息日聚会。
And the first Sabbath service that she came to.
哇她当然很多经文她听不懂。
And of course, a lot of the Bible verses that were referenced, she did not understand.
她听一听，她说非常有道理。
But when she heard it, she thought, oh, all of this is very logical and reasonable.
原来圣经是这样子。
And this is the way that the Bible is.
因为过去她都对圣经有一个误解。
Because she always had doubts and questions for the Bible.
人写的。
And that these were written by,
每个人解释都可以。
By man, that it could be explained any way you want.
是她不知道她里面在讲什么道理。
And so she did not understand what the words of the Bible were saying.
等到她听了以后。
But after she heard it.
她就觉得说，诶，这跟他以前所想的不一样。
And she realized this was different from what she originally thought.
他来了以后。
And after she came.
他就到前面来祷告。
And then she came to the front to pray.
他来祷告。
And in the prayer.
刚好碰到教会祷告会。
It was prayer session at church.
他那一次祷告的时候，他得圣灵。
And during that prayer session, she received the Holy Spirit.
第一次到教会来祷告。
And it was the first time in church she was praying.
第一次到前面跪着祷告。
And it was her first time coming to the front to pray.
他就得圣灵了。
And then she received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵的时候，他恍然大悟。他就恍然大悟了，明白了。
Oh, and then she, oh, after the prayer, then she understood.
他说，哦，原来这个道理里面有这个神的灵的工作。
And so she understood that in the words of God, there is the Spirit of God.
他先被神的话感动之后。
And then after she was moved by the words of God.
接下去他得到神的灵。
And then she received the word of the Spirit of God.
他迫不及待的，他说我要洗礼了。
And she couldn't wait any longer. She said, I want to be baptized.
她要跟她的先生一样。
And she wanted to be like her husband.
生命被改变。
And that her life would change.
所以他的这个太太一年之后跟着他来信主，生命一样得到改变。
And so a year later, after this wife came to church, her life also changed.
所以从这位弟兄他在家里面行出这个道理开始的。
And so for this brother, he started do according to the words of God in his home.
他之后他这个道理行出之后哈。
And so after he applied the word of God,
你看第101篇。
And in Psalm 101 verse 5,
在暗中缠棒他邻居的，我必将他灭绝；眼目高傲的，心里骄傲的，我必不容许他。
Verse 5, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure.
第七节说，行诡诈的必不得住在我的家里。说谎话的必不得立在我的眼前。
Verse 7, he who dwells, he who works deceit, shall not dwell in within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence.
那这个就是今天我们有这个完全的道在引导我们的生活的时候，我们不会是眼目高傲的，不会是骄傲的人。
And so when we have the perfect law of God in our lives, then we will not have a hearty heart.
我们不会是那种暗中残棒邻舍的人。
We will not be the ones who secretly slander our neighbors.
我们不可能会是行诡诈的人。
We will not be one who works deceit.
我们一定是讲话诚诚实实。
Indeed, in our words, we will indeed be truthful.
我们一定会越来越接近神的这个完全。
That we will draw closer and closer to the perfection of God.
每一次都借着神的话语生命得到更新。
And so every day we are renewed in our hearts.
所以今天我们希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够把这个道理把它行在家里。
And so we hope that all the brothers and sisters can perform the words of God in their homes.
我们要实现神的道理啊。
And for us to apply the words of God.
要扩张神的这个境界。
And we need to expand our perspective of God.
我们需要得到智慧的心。
We need to have a heart of wisdom.
能够把这个道行在我们的家里。
And that we must perform the word of God in our homes.
那我们无形当中做出美好的见证。
And then without realizing it, we become a testimony for others.
那我们所做的就是蒙神悦纳的了。
And that everything that we do may find the favor of the Lord.
我们一定是可以得到神的照顾。
And so we will indeed find the protection of God.
一个行完全道理的人。
And someone who truly performs the word of God.
神为他准备什么呢？
What will God prepare for them?
我们看九十七篇。
We look at Psalm 97.
诗篇九十七篇。
Psalm 97.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
九十七篇十一节。
Psalm 97, verse 11.
散布亮光是为义人，预备喜乐是为正直人。
Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart.
十二节。
12.
你们义人当靠神欢喜，称谢他可纪念的圣名。
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name.
神为我们准备的是亮光，是非常光明的。
And God has prepared for us light, and that is very glorious.
是喜乐的。
And it is with joy.
它是要让我们真的在神里面喜乐。
That we may truly find rejoice in the Lord.
我们凡事得到依靠。
And so that in all things we depend on him.
因为我们是他的民。
Because we are his people.
我们彰显出他的荣耀。
And so we demonstrate his glory.
本来就可以得到他的祝福。
And then we shall receive his blessings.
愿主帮助我们。
And may God help us.
都能够得到智慧来行完全的道理。
That all of us may have the wisdom to prefer, walk perfectly.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
244首。
Let's sing hymn 244.